So, what could be the reasons for feeling insecure in a relationship? Welcome to another episode of the Bubbly Babies podcast. I'm your host, Nazia Kinu, and sharing with you every week some good and positive vibes to get you going. So, in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about a topic that many of us face. Yes, it's the Valentine's week, and I want to focus on relationships. But here I'm going to talk about insecurities in relationship. I mean, many of us, at least some of us, have got this feeling of insecurity while being in a relationship. And we know it sucks. Yes, it sucks like hell and makes us feel miserable and unhappy. Well, in this podcast, I'm going to share with you some little tips and give you some advice how you can stop being insecure in your relationship. So let's check it out. If you have landed on this podcast, and chances are relationship insecurity must be threatening you in some way or another. Your partner may think that you're needy or turning insane. But the real reason and only reason behind this whole scenario is fear. Yes, fear of being abandoned by the love whom you've actually breathed for. Well, you can calm down and understand that you're not alone in this, honey. We all have been there once. So what could be the reasons for feeling insecure in a relationship? Well, it could be a lack of self-confidence, your inability to discuss relationship problems with your partner, fear of an unknown person, or all your needs are going past your head. This insecurity leads to conditions like emotional trauma, overthinking, constant crying, pleasing your partner more than ever, or not giving them enough space to breathe. Yes. Although you might be understanding that this behavior will only cause destruction, your mind has taken control of you, unfortunately, and it's not your fault. As a result, either you are able to express your emotions to your partner completely, nor you're able to cope with anxiety, anxiousness, and other depressive states that follow. In this podcast, let's learn how to deal with insecurities in a relationship and stop feeling jealous of them. So the first thing to do if you want to stop feeling insecure in your relationship is combat overthinking. Yes, when you overthink about a particular situation repeatedly and keep continuing the same pattern about where your partner must be or why are they not replying to the text yet, it can threaten you in the long run. But remember that more the stories you associate with every incident, you're harming yourself with stress. So bring yourself in reality and stop getting consumed in this cloud. Keep yourself busy with other activities and make sure that you are being mindful during the phase. Beware of your feelings. If you have started dating recently, there's a rush and excitement, which is obviously natural. But is it really love? Or are you with the one? Is it a falling or attaching yourself too quickly to that person? Wait and embrace the process. You will soon realize if you should actually be with the person or not. Once you figure this out, you will no longer be jealous or insecure in the relationship because of the trust and love that you share at the moment. And remember, it's not about you only. Your partner does not want to go out for dinner tonight, or they simply want to play games on PlayStation tonight. And that doesn't mean that it's always about you. It doesn't mean that it always has something to do with you, honey. Instead of being self-centered or assuming random things in your mind, try understanding their actions by being present for them, yet by staying calm. Understand the tone, gestures, postures, and activities, and find what they are going through. Make sure you don't keep asking them, "What is your problem?" or "What are you thinking?" continuously. But give them a certain space so they can open up by themselves slowly. Try to balance each other. Both of you are meant to balance each other's polarity. Whenever you bring any negative thoughts like, "Are they cheating on me?" or "I bet they will stop talking to me one day," all these only attract negativity around you. If you want to balance out things without feeling insecure in your relationship, you need to take control over your thoughts and turn them into a positive affair. They are mine, and I'm going to help them with their problems. Could help in sustaining your love. In fact, you can try using visualization techniques to imagine a beautiful life together. Depend on yourself to make this relationship beautiful. Many relationship therapists have explained in one way or another that you need to love yourself before loving someone else. It is the same as arranging a party at home and the house is all in a mess. You don't want that, right? So now imagine that if you become insecure, how will you manage to make it a long-lasting relationship? The only way is taking responsibility for cutting out stress within you as well as increasing satisfaction amongst both of you. In fact, we recommend you to get into meditation or even ask your partner to join in. Moreover, small gestures like cooking a nice meal or playing Ludo or Uno together before hitting bed fills you with positive hormones. So love together, last together. When you start dating someone new, their energy is undoubtedly electrifying. You want to learn everything about your partner and be physically close to them whenever possible. Over time, this spark fades away. As you become better acquainted with your partner, the fireworks you felt first start to fizzle. You become comfortable in your habits and stop trying to impress. Insecurities in a relationship can surface when your partner feels that you're no longer making an effort or that your attraction is fading. But it doesn't have to stay with this way. Bring back the passion in your relationship and act like you did when you started dating. Compliment your partner, plan surprising dates, write them love notes. These small acts can reignite the passion and squash insecurities. I'm sure you have an idea about how to stop being insecure and jealous in your relationship. And starting from today, you will drop all the negative thoughts to take a beautiful road. Promise that you will be empathetic to your partner and make the world a better place for both of you. Although if your relationship is still rocky with possessiveness or other issues, it's good to consider joining online relationship counseling programs where you have experts help you deal with insecurities in a much better way. This was the first part of how to stop feeling insecure in my relationship. So a second part is on its way. Yes, because it's the Valentine's week. I'm focusing on relationships. So stay tuned for the second part of this amazing series. And don't forget to share this episode. Subscribe to me on my website, thebubblybb.com. And stay healthy, happy, and safe out there. Thank you for joining me today. This was your favorite host, the Bubbly Bibi.